WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. A Bryan woman arrested last month for causing $3,600 in property damage in the yard of a former friend is now accused of taking $137,000 from the victim. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 52-year-old Anna Prozic convinced the victim to give her $75,000 to pay a lawyer that never existed and $62,000 for landscaping work that never happened. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office has obtained an arrest warrant for a man accused of shooting a woman yesterday afternoon northeast of Bryan. 47-year-old Alvin Gent was the subject of a manhunt and his home was searched following the gunfire on High Country Drive. The victim was treated at a local emergency room and released. The photo of Gent is online at WTAW.com. A College Station man who told Bryan police he was the victim of a robbery last week was arrested after officers recovered some of his stolen property. 22-year-old Duanteria Cross Jr. was wearing only his underwear and a towel when he said suspects took off with his shoes and other clothing. Police recovered a jacket containing 7 packages of K2 that led to Cross being arrested for possessing a controlled substance. A Bryan man was arrested by College Station police last week for keying a truck belonging to a former employer. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old William Sackleshot was caught on surveillance video, causing an estimated $2,200 damage. Sackleshot told officers he was angry over a dispute concerning his final paycheck after he was fired at the Coyote parking lot in Northgate, which is where criminal damage took place. Residents of a North Bryan neighborhood say a neighbor broke into 2 unlocked pickups Friday afternoon. According to the arrest report, police believed 53-year-old David Earl Duke, who said he was in the truck and was in his truck, was under the influence of methamphetamine. The 2 newest members of the Bryan City Council want recordings of all meetings when they participate in an official capacity.
Hardeman and Buppy Simon have placed on tomorrow's council agenda a proposal that city staff record and produce minutes any time and anywhere a council member attends and or addresses any issues that may come before the governing body. If approved, staff would be going to neighborhood association and other community meetings where a council member participates, along with town halls hosted by Councilman Rafael Pena, Al Sines, and Mike Sutherland. The staff member would be responsible for drafting a summary of what was said and identify any significant comments or discussions that may require follow-up communication. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Blinn College Faculty Senate has again asked the Board of Trustees to be included in governance issues. President Mark Bernays, speaking at this month's trustees meeting, said he was following up on a letter of concern he presented to the board in February that they and administrators had a lack of regard for faculty input.
This message pointed out the serious damage that implementation of the ill-conceived and unanticipated 70% fill model inflicted on both students and faculty in terms of loss of already scheduled courses, loss of trust at all levels of the academic community, and loss of money to the college.
Bernay presented a resolution that was unanimously passed by faculty members in Bryan and Brenham, along with the proposed shared governance structure. Due to state law, trustees could not talk about the request since it was made during the public comment portion of the meeting. There was no additional comment from any Blinn administrators. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 69 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies. Plus, the kids get to keep what they earn. New this year, kids can choose a fun online experience, Lemonopolis. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit Lemonade Day BCS. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tire Pros. It's spring, so let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Good morning, it's 8:10, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Warm, high temperature this afternoon, 80 to 85, and some scattered clouds around during tonight, back down to 66 to 70. Again, it's partly to mostly sunny and warm Tuesday, near 85 degrees. Could be a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday night. Low temperature, low 70s. Occasional clouds on Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperature, 80 to 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There goes 8-11. Man, who'd have thought Google was the stupidity stupids? Did you see this?
What? No.
Wow, man. They're just ate up with the dumb... excuse me. Anyway. At a time when climate change is threatening to raise sea levels across the world...
It's true. Just Google it.
Yep. Google, Cisco, and Facebook may be more concerned that their campus size... are now at risk of being flooded. A fresh forecast by a team of scientists has warned that these companies face the prospect of their Silicon Valley headquarters being swamped by water as rising sea levels threaten to submerge much of the property in San Francisco Bay Area. This according to the Times of India? What? That's where it came from. I'm just saying that was where it was published.
Is that where Google is now?
Yeah, you know, they moved there.
The Bible talks about the foolish man who built his house on the sand.
Yeah.
And silicon is made from...
Under optimistic scenarios where rapid cuts in greenhouse gas emissions avoid the most severe increases, the companies may face cutoffs from others around the world, the team noted. They won't either.
You know, I'll believe that Google is dumb after what they did earlier this year where they almost lost their domain.
Oh, yeah.
They're Google.
How did that happen? Wasn't there supposed to be like a checkbox somewhere that was his job?
Automatic update.
That's right. I pay you $400,000 a year and you can't even do that one thing?
Yeah. Well, they're saying
that Facebook's campus, which is at the San Francisco Bay shoreline, 430,000 square feet complex, 9-acre garden rooftop, and an extension of its Menlo Park base. Facebook is very vulnerable, they say. You know what? Google's got enough money that they can stop the ocean. They'll come up with some sort of a ray that will push the water back or something. They're not going to do that. But if you see Google headquarters on Craigslist, beware. I'm just saying.
What?
Go ahead.
I've been fighting with a lot of friends. I thought they were friends. Man, they fight hard.
Yeah.
Talking about global warming.
All right.
Or climate change, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It seems so binary. There's two camps there. You're either a denier or you're a climate changer or something.
Yeah.
And I finally found an article that really is more along the lines of what I think most people believe, but I could be wrong.
But that's fine. Anecdotally. So
anecdotally. That he called himself a lukewarmer.
Okay.
Basically, yeah, we're probably getting warmer. Yeah, humans probably have a little something to do with it. No, it's probably not going to be as bad as you say it is. Most of the predictions are in the much lower range of what could be harmful.
Uh-huh.
And no, there's not much we can do about it, certainly not at a cost of less than a few trillion dollars.
Now, and here's my point, and exactly right. I mean, there are certainly, for those people who are really, really concerned, I got it. But when you consider that the Earth is a system, and you consider the cataclysmic things that we know happened to this planet, where there was sudden and massive and long-term changes, that we somehow were able to come out of that cloud and do okay, that the Earth does purify itself, that the Earth does fend off those things, that the Earth does repair itself. And yeah, you're right, that, okay, ice caps may be melting, those things may be happening, but because it seems to me that because the Earth has been able to work through sudden cataclysmic situations, this long-term thing can kind of be self-adjusting.
There's a few hundred million people in Africa who would love to see the Sahara, you know, become arable.
You're right. You're right.
Isn't there tons of data out there too to suggest that the output of carbon by man is like a fraction of what it is when a volcano goes off?
Right, that's what I mean. Sudden cataclysmic things that have happened and the Earth has been able to make their way through that. But no money trail in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that's probably pretty annoying about this is just about any kind of a situation that has to do with that, if you'll just follow the money trail. I can't get grant money for good news, but I can for bad news.
Well, they try to make it sound, too, like if you don't believe man causes this and that we are the only solution, that you're just a denier and you're dumb and you don't like science.
Right. Well, first that you're stupid, then that you're a denier, because the first thing they want you to know is that you're stupid because you don't believe the way they do.
I probably am, but not for those reasons.
I have other reasons to believe I'm stupid. That doesn't happen to be one of them. Okay. This is a little concerning. Government is telling us that those nutritional labels that are on everything, maybe up to 20% off. So, oh, you got that going for you.
What?
This is approximate. Hello.
You clearly do not understand the correlation between the grant money procurement and the global warming situation.
Yeah, and I have your stapler, too.
Or like comic book guy, worst climate change ever.
What is comic book guy?
From The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. I don't see. I don't.
Chip Howard chuckled.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. So Uber has settled their class action suit, which questioned whether Uber drivers are employees, which would entitle them to additional benefits or independent contractors. The answer? The drivers are independent contractors, and Uber has agreed to pay up to $100 million to settle the lawsuit. In other moves, Uber has also agreed to post a driver deactivation policy and no longer deactivates drivers who regularly decline tips when logged onto the Uber app. And drivers will be allowed to put small signs in their cars stating tips are not included, they are not required, but they would be appreciated. That's the direct contradiction from the company's website, which originally said you don't need cash when you ride with Uber.
Yeah.
Once you arrive at your destination, your fare is automatically charged to your credit card on file. There's no need to tip.
I still think unless they can set their own prices, they may, I don't know. I used to think they're their own contractor. The driver is a contracted person.
Right.
But I don't know that I buy that anymore.
Well, and then you gave me an article, and I read
that. I did.
And
that's what changed my mind.
Yeah, and it was an interesting thing because it is not a perfect system because you're right. There needs to be some sort of a situation where driver A says, I'll take you there for this, and driver B says, I'll do it for this, and let the consumer decide about that.
A little freedom, please.
Well, they wouldn't show you where you were taking the person.
That's the other thing that I found amazing.
They won't show the driver where they're taking the person to because they were concerned that if it was in the bad part of town, there would be transportation discrimination.
Yeah.
But really, the drivers would probably turn them down if it was just going to be a 5-mile trip versus a 10-mile.
Well, in our situation here where we have UberX, because it's a small community, likewise, those parts of town that are not so good are smaller simply because the entire town is smaller.
Yes.
But, yeah, if you're talking about a city that's big, the Uber driver may not be familiar with that area. Hello.
Hi. My biggest concern with Uber, since the drivers are contract, is what kind of insurance do you have to cover if there's an accident? Who covers everything?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm not exactly sure.
I know. We had an.
Please do.
Well, we hit an animal with our car, and one of the questions they asked us was, "Have you been a driver for hire in this vehicle?"
Oh, really?
So your insurance can change if you tell them I'm using this as a business.
Okay, that's part of it. But then I think also what this caller may be concerned about, too, not just damage to the vehicle, but injury involved in the people who are in it.
And I think Uber makes their drivers have a certain level of insurance.
Okay. And well,
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't been a driver.
I have not had a bad experience with it. That's all I can tell you.
I did.
Nothing but good experiences. You did have a bad
experience. The guy ended up driving like a taxi driver. We were stuck in traffic, and he didn't have the air conditioner on, and I'm too much of a nervous Nelly to say, hey, could you turn the air on, man? And windows down, but then he hit the freeway, and we were doing about 70 in a 45 just because he was making up time.
I'm just afraid that with all this stuff in the future, we're eventually going to have Uber Taxi Company.
Yeah.
And they're going to provide the cars for the drivers, and it's just going to be a taxi company.
Or we may drive there. Hello.
Hello. I use Uber all the time, and I only use Uber Black because Uber Black means that they have a commercial driver's license and commercial insurance.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. So. So the buyer can choose that if it's available in their area.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, you have to be in a bigger area.
Or the rider.
Again, I kind of like the system, and since I haven't had a bad situation, mm-hmm. I'll just say that. So there you are. Now, we told you last week. Oh, so there's if you care, there's an op-ed piece today in the Wall Street Journal talking about the attorney that put together this class action suit against Uber that was settled out of court, by the way. Now, the reason it was settled out of court, the contention is in this piece is that this is kind of a template that she is using. She's a Boston-based attorney. This is a template that she's going to use against other Silicon Valley companies. So that's why she didn't want to take it to court for fear that if she lost, instead they kind of looked at her as extorting, if you will, from Uber. We're going to settle this. We'll settle it for this much. I'll walk away, and I'll just replicate this against other companies. Apparently up to a dozen Silicon Valley companies she's looking at.
Oh, wow.
Again, op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. So we told you last week that Volkswagen had agreed to pony up some big bucks to fix or buy back nearly a half million diesels after being caught with software that cheated on the emissions test. We found out on Friday in our Data Dump Friday that Mitsubishi has confessed to cheating on their emissions as well. French wow. authorities decided to raid the Peugeot Citroën offices to see if they were cheating too. Not owning up to it, but Germany's Daimler, a part of Mercedes-Benz, said that U.S. regulators have been looking at it as well. So they decided to conduct a probe on how it does its diesel exhaust emission test too. So it looks like VW may not be the only offender.
Yeesh.
All right. These are the parameters. If you can fall within these parameters miraculously, you're okay. Whatever it takes for you to get there. All right, here we go. Skills, it's 821. Skills everyone should have by the age of 18.
This
skills.
Ought to be good.
Every, yeah. Put this in your checklist, see how we're doing. Be able to take risks. Trying and failing, trying again is how people grow a tough skin and cope with life. If your young adult is calling you for help, they don't have this skill. No, it's not okay to be a lawnmower parent or a helicopter parent. Manage and earn money. It is tough, but sending a kid out into the cold, brutal world where a boss won't necessarily adore them will help them learn the cost of things, how to control cash, and how to foster a sense of responsibility. Cope with ups and downs. Growing up is serious business, much like real life. Like your children learn that things don't always work out as they had planned and they'll be okay regardless, then resist the urge to step in and finish the task or beg a teacher for mercy. Huh, sounds like those others. Is there a pattern here? Must be able to contribute to running a household. Kids today are busier than ever, but having a checklist childhood won't teach them to take care of their own needs, respect those of others, or do their fair share for the good of the whole. Number three, manage assignments, workloads, and deadlines. Giving out reminders about when homework is due or even doing it for kids doesn't teach them to prioritize. Number two, find his or her way around. It's tempting to drive your little ones everywhere, but part of growing up is learning the ins and outs of public transportation, taking care of a vehicle, and dealing with traffic. And number one of the skills that you should have by the age of 18, the ability to talk to strangers. Teach your young ones the difference between bad strangers and the vast majority of the good ones. That includes your faculties, landlords, store clerks, bank tellers, doctors, bus drivers, all of whom you'll run into in the real world.
Hmm.
So being able to talk to people in the real world would be a good thing.
Novel.
I'm guessing face-to-face, too, not on some screen of some time. So
some of those things should be learned earlier than 18. Like
yes.
Earlier than others, I think.
Very true. And but that's the checklist. We've got that. And then there's the story of the mom who's now in trouble with authorities because she allowed her kids to play outside in the fenced-in backyard. Yeah, I know. Now, it's in Canada. It's not in U.S. America. But what I'm saying to you is a mom is being investigated by what's called the Child and Family Services. That's like Child Protective Services in U.S. America. Knock on the door. Here's this Child Protective Services person. The mom, Jackie Kendrick of Winnipeg, said she was devastated when she heard about these accusations. Now, it was according to TheBlaze.com, that's Glenn Beck's thing, right.
Mm-hmm.
Stay-at-home mom Jackie Kendrick received a visit from the social worker with the Child and Family Services. The social worker reportedly asked to do a well-being check to ensure the safety of her children. Apparently, somebody had contacted CFS to complain about her allowing her children, ages 2, 5, and 10, to play unattended in the fenced-in backyard.
For crying out loud.
Yeah. Ms. Kendrick says she was asked a series of questions about their personal life, her parenting style, and the disciplinary tactics used to reprimand her children. The CFS social worker said she had, quote, had to look to see where her kids slept. She had to see if they had enough food in the house. Needless to say, she's not happy with the situation. Wow.
Freedom, what's that?
Yeah, so at some point, I mean, there has to be an area where we draw the line.
Yeah.
We had the story about months ago about the family who allowed their children to walk to school.
Oh, yeah.
And they got in trouble because of that. Self-reliance, a thing of the past.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Department stores need to close hundreds of locations if they want to regain the productivity they had a decade ago. A real estate research firm estimates that the closures could include 800 department stores, or about a fifth of all anchor space in malls. Sears Holdings alone would need to close 300, or 43% of its Sears stores, to regain the sales per square foot it had in 2006. Tweeting about a trial could cost jurors plenty in California, up to $1,500. Under proposed legislation, jurors could also be fined for researching cases on Google. Now, tweeting jurors are often booted with nothing more than a tongue lashing. It's no surprise that you can catch a movie or two at the Tribeca Film Festival, but in some parts of the exhibition, you can catch a glimpse of the future. There are a number of virtual reality chambers where there's little more than a headset, headphones, and a heads up about what to look for when the VR scenes are fired up. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
The First Night Effect. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. You're finally taking your dream vacation, and you've checked into a fancy hotel room. You climb under the covers of the sumptuous bed, only to toss and turn all night long. According to Brown University researcher Yuka Sasaki, you're suffering from the incredibly common First Night Effect.
When people try to sleep in a new place, they take longer to fall asleep and less time in deep sleep.
Sasaki and her team report in Current Biology that during the first night volunteers slept in a sleep lab, one hemisphere of their brain stayed on high alert while the other rested. She says being overly vigilant in new situations probably helped our ancestors survive. But figuring out how to calm one side of the brain could help today's travelers get more restful shut-eye. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Kim Commando here with important news for home buyers, sellers, and real estate agents. Data from home sales in Great Britain show that home buyers are willing to pay, on average, $33,000 more for a home with a fast broadband connection over one that's located in a slower area. 3 out of 5 home buyers say that a fast internet connection is actually more important to them than an extra bedroom. Most buyers say that even if they love the home, they would cancel the purchase if they discovered they couldn't get a connection speed greater than 9 megabits per second. That's barely enough to watch a Netflix film if no one else is using the internet at the same time. Okay, the British aren't all that different from their cousins here in the United States. So we can safely assume that home buyers here in America feel pretty much the same way. So the new real estate mantra is location, 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 and a fast connection. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A woman who was shot yesterday afternoon northeast of Bryan was treated in a local emergency room and released. That's after Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that she was shot in the head. The gunfire led to a search around the residence on High Country Drive, which is off FM 2223. The sheriff's office received an arrest warrant for 47-year-old Alvin Gent, charging him with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A photo of Gent is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M police has received 3 reports in 8 days of the same model half-ton truck being stolen from the same parking area. 2 thefts of Dodge Ram 2500 trucks were reported on April 14th, and the third was reported last Friday. The trucks were parked in lots 40B and 40D, located between George Bush and Lewis and between Bazell and Coke. One of the 3 trucks was recovered in Houston. Anyone with information is asked to call UPD. Last month, a Bryan woman was arrested for intentionally driving her truck through the yard of a former friend in College Station, causing $3,600 in damage. College Station police has arrested 52-year-old Anna Prozic again, this time for stealing $137,000 from the former friend. According to the arrest report, the victim gave $75,000 for a lawyer who turned out to be Prozic. And another $62,000 went for bogus expenses after Prozic convinced the woman she was in charge of a golf course sprinkler system at a casino in Louisiana. Prozic is out of jail after posting an additional bond on the new felony theft charge. A Bryan couple staying at a College Station motel is accused of printing counterfeit money The arrest report from College Station Police credits employees at the Econo Lodge for discovering in two trash cans several sheets of fake $20 bills and a store receipt. The receipt was used to identify the suspects and their motel room, where $960 of counterfeit 10s and 20s were found, along with more receipts from stores in Bryan, College Station, Waco, and Galveston. All that led to the arrests of 35-year-old Heather Patterson and 39-year-old Robert Castleman. College Station police arrested a couple living in an apartment complex Friday night for taking $2,500 of items from a storage building. 29-year-old Tristan Morita was seen by a neighbor who also lives on the Varsity 2 apartments at George Bush in Welburn. During the execution of a search warrant, 23-year-old Clarissa Robertson was also arrested for the theft. Weekend DWI arrests include a College Station man rear-ending a private vehicle driven by an off-duty College Station policeman Friday night at Harvey Mitchell in Longmire. According to the arrest report, an on-duty officer who searched the car, driven by 20-year-old Benjamin Toller, found an inhaler and 20 canisters of Whippets to get high off a combination of nitrous oxide and other chemicals. The Blinn College Faculty Senate continues to have issues with administrators and the Board of Trustees.
The lack of consistency in seeking faculty input has led to continuing problems as voiced in the Faculty Senate message of concern presented at the February Board of Trustees meeting.
Senate President Mark Bernay repeated there was serious damage sustained by students and instructors after administrators implemented an unanticipated plan to drop spring semester courses.
It concluded with the suggestion that better communication would have forestalled this and other problems, including faculty handbook changes, the alternative pay agreement, and intellectual property concerns. The February Faculty Senate message of concern has garnered no response from the administration.
Bernay says faculty members in Bryan and Brenham unanimously passed a resolution calling for shared governance with the board and administrators, something he says is called for by Blinn's accrediting agency.
Because participants in the shared governance process will share in the responsibility to make decisions that affect the college as a whole, they will operate in a consensus-building fashion where open communication and accountability are paramount.
There was no reaction by administrators to Bernay's statement. Trustees could not respond because state law bans comments on items not on their agenda. When any member of the Bryan City Council participates in any community meeting, they could be recorded by city staff.
That's part of a proposal from the council's two newest members. Puppy Simic and Ben Hardiman have placed on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting a policy where, if approved, a city employee would record any appearance and provide minutes and highlights to the council and appropriate staff. Those minutes or highlights would identify any significant comments or discussions that may require follow-up communication. City employees would attend town halls held by Councilman Rafael Pena, Al Sines, and Mike Sutherland, along with Neighborhood Association and other community gatherings where a councilman participates in an official capacity. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Abbott has sent a letter to President Obama asking that Grimes and three other counties hit by flooding last week be declared a major disaster area. Harris, Fayette, and Parker counties are also included in the 22-page request, which you can read online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 70 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News brought to you by Awards and More. More news today and noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Cherry Rufino from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 30th, learn about managing pine timber. Come explore the value of timber and learn what it takes to manage and protect your forested acres. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil changes. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
We're here for you.
8:41. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University. Or go to Wiltons.com, Wilton's where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's the weather. Here's the weather. Yeah, never mind.
Who needs it?
Weather's going to happen whether you say it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, weather be weather. Now, as a matter of fact, it looks like about 85 for a high temperature all week long. Low temperatures will be about 70 or a little bit less. Chance of showers coming into the forecast tomorrow night, 20% going up to maybe 50%. And then Wednesday, we've got a 40% chance of rain. There's showers possible during the weekend, 20 or 30%, but they're showers, just kind of thunderstorms. Winds, 20 miles an hour today and tonight, 25 miles an hour tomorrow and Tuesday night, just so you know, and it's right at 70. So either of you guys have an Apple Watch?
I do not.
I want one. Okay. I didn't at first, mm-hmm. but I've seen people who have them, and I've asked them specifically, you know, how do you feel about it? And they all say the same thing. They all say, you know, I didn't think I was going to like it, but I got it because, you know, I'm an Apple fanboy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's incredibly useful.
Well, they've sold twice as many watches as iPhones.
Whoa.
In each year's device debut year. Smartwatch is dogged by a perception that it seems premature given the history of Apple's most popular devices, thus being disappointment. But as the watch marked its first anniversary yesterday, 2 days before Apple's quarterly earnings announcement, the product's fate is critical to the company. It is Apple's first all-new product since the iPad and a test of its ability to innovate under Tim Cook. When sales of iPhones are slowing down. So far, the numbers do appear solid. Apple doesn't disclose sales, but analysts say 12 million watches were sold in year one, an estimated average price of $500. That's a $6 billion business, three times what your annual revenue of Fitbit Incorporated is. Now, by comparison, Apple sold about 6 million iPhones its first year. As a new entrant, the watch accounted for about 61% of global smartwatch sales last year. I think what's surprising to me is that, now I haven't been a watch guy for decades. Used to be, just not anymore. Reasons are personal in that from 6 until 9, I have to be to the second, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have to do to the second.
And the watch band grabs at those little arm hairs.
And that's also true. Ouch, that's ouch. Also true. But now, because we have a watch on our phone,
uh-huh.
we're not without the timekeeping device or the timing mechanism. So that's a little bit different situation. Plus the fact I'm old, I'd really need really thick glasses to probably read all that stuff on there. But I understand I'm not the market. You know, you guys are much closer to the market than I am.
Well,
so,
the iWatch, I bet it's customizable. You can make the, you know, old person font.
Okay, yeah, fine. And then, yeah, but I'm standing there scrolling forever to get through the first word,
yeah,
you know.
one letter a
yeah, exactly.
Go is not going to work.
It's going to take 3 seconds to read responsibility on there. So, yeah, they can't do that. But anyway, and that's fine. But I guess the thing that I do find interesting is people feel, I guess they feel like that's a better situation for communication. I also, I mean, the other, a lot of things I think about there, though, the idea of your physical activity level. You know, obviously you're not going to have people who are stonemasons wearing, I don't think,
oh, yes,
wearing their $500 Apple Watch while they're on the job. So lifestyle has a lot to do with it as well. It just seems to me that there could be a situation where it could be limited.
I still want them to be able to do like the Dick Tracy thing where you can just, you know, beep to talk.
And I think we'll be there. I do believe we'll be there. I think we'll be there in less than 5 years.
That's my second reference to Dick Tracy this morning,
by the way. It was.
That's
a little scary. Okay. But the problem is then the intrusiveness of this device becomes even greater. I mean,
yeah.
Now you're just a little click away from somebody trying to access you in the midst of what? And the other thing is, if it's sitting there buzzing on your wrist or vibrating on your wrist, that will get annoying, I think, after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to check it? I guess you don't have to have every Facebook change, post change, make your watch vibrate, but I guess you could if you wanted to.
On the other side of the issue, though,
yeah,
it's nice not to have to pull your phone out of your pocket,
okay,
especially if you got a phablet like me, the big giant one.
Well, see, and that's the, well, or if you keep your money, if you keep bills in your pocket, or invariably if you're sitting down and you want to pull that thing out, mm-hmm, and that's the other deal is, yeah, how big do you want that device to be? And that's going back to how they're changing.
And that's
them now.
The advantage of having it on your wrist. How many times do you have to look at your wrist before you finally remember what time it was and that you? versus pulling the phone out of your pocket and
yeah,
it's back in two or three. What time is it? Oh, gosh.
Okay, there we go. A little point of view from the people who really, really are ADD. D.
What were you saying? Oh, a squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Butterfly. All right, so anyway, we got that going on. All right, well, it's time to slow things down then. It means it's time for Tom Turbyville to come in and tell us a BBV story.
Oh, no. Right. So, oh, man. I usually have something for that.
We're going to slow it down, Brian. I love genealogy, even when I once discovered that a great-great-great uncle or cousin was an impeached governor of South Carolina or some eastern state. Well, Daniel Castillo loves it too, and there's a group of them called the Texas Research Ramblers that meet once a month. Daniel is retired, came to Bryan College Station in 1999 after 31 years with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Now, among other retired activities, he searches family.
The seventh grade, my daughter had a school project, history project, family genealogy, and that was the nucleus that got us started. And she went out and interviewed her grandparents, her great-grandmother. And from that, I've been working on it ever since. And my wife's lineage, I've been able to trace back to the East Coast in the 1600s. My lineage, I've gotten to Coahuila in Mexico, but I've never known who my great-grandfather was. And I just found him this last year on his son's marriage certificate. His name is finally identified. So now I've got to start working in Mexican records to find out more about my great-grandfather.
So Daniel Castillo finds his own family, but likes to help others find theirs.
I belong to a local genealogy group, so I'm there to help as I can. I've assisted other people in doing their family trees.
Right.
And sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. So it's a hit and miss type of thing.
Now, you would think that the internet has changed the entire landscape of genealogy and searching for family. Made it easier? Well, yes and no. Here's Daniel Castillo.
It's relatively easier and faster because I can stay at home, check the internet, and go on a couple of sites and find information. The trade-off is not that information not being sourced or documented. It may be word of mouth, so I have to then remember to go back and verify it to see how accurate it is.
Yeah, before the internet, you see, you had to get in the car and go to the library or the courthouse to get the information, look it up in big books. Well, now the internet can lead you in the right direction, but is it always the accurate direction?
I'll use the term word of mouth that haven't been document it, and when you go back to verify it, you will find out there have been errors. You've gone the wrong branch on the tree, and you have to back up to the trunk and go and take a different branch.
Now, I talked about that genealogy group that meets once a month. You want to hear more about that?
It's called Texas Research Ramblers. They meet on the last Wednesday of the month, 9:30 to 11 o'clock at the A&M United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. It's open to everyone in the community. There is a membership fee based on individual or family. We'll have a 20-minute to half-hour business meeting, and then we'll have a one-hour program presented by a local expert, an out-of-town expert, topics that are interested to genealogy. The ones that come to my mind are our county clerk and our county assessor have come to the meetings to talk about how their records are kept, how we can research records there, who we have to contact, and what we're allowed to do with their records.
So the last Wednesday of this month is Wednesday, so why don't you show up? That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Cherry Rufino from Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Can You Beat the Priest children's 1 mile run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and t-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org for this May 21st 5K Walk and Run.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7 minutes till. So, Fox News says that Mike Huckabee's coming back to roost. Going to be a TV channel contributor there one more time, providing political analysis across various daytime primetime programs, as well as regularly contributing to the Fox News Channel's election coverage. See how that goes.
Well, good for him.
Nice ratings for Saturday Night Live, which was supposed to be a rerun, but instead the NBC producers cobbled together a tribute to Prince with Jimmy Fallon hosting. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
To look at the many musical numbers that Prince had performed on Saturday Night Live as a guest over the years. Also a bunch of skits with Fred Armisen playing Prince. Highlight was the performance of Let's Go Crazy on the 40th anniversary after show party that they had. Speaking of Prince, how much money did he have? New York Daily News says he was worth upwards of $300 million, but his recent exclusive deal with Jay-Z's Tidal, as the only streaming service allowed to play his music, adds to that total, along with the ownership of his master recordings and that big old chunk of real estate that was called Paisley Park. As for now, nobody knows or will say, we'll do this, nobody will say if Prince even left a will. Both of his parents are long gone. He has one sister, Tyka Nelson, also a few half-siblings. He was married and divorced twice. His first wife gave birth to their son, Gregory, who died a week later. Or Prince may have left all of his holdings to The Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, interesting.
He was a convert and very loyal to the church. Kind of feature story about that today, that he would come in, not necessarily dressed the way that you would think a Jehovah's Witness would, but nonetheless was part of the movement very strongly. So I don't know. There may well be the money's there.
Did you hear about the legend that he has a vault full of stuff that he has never released, like 70% of his catalog?
I did hear that. And Kevin told me the other day that he wrote Manic Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Which was kind of bubblegummy as far as my world was concerned. But
not as funky as he usually
also
does.
Also, nothing compares. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, there you go. And this guy died. You got to be old guy like me to know this. Billy Paul, Philadelphia. He was 81 years old, had pancreatic cancer. He had one big monster hit. I was going to walk it up, but I can't do that. I used to be able to do that.
Hit the post.
I used to play this song, but I don't do it anymore. All right, so here we go. You got to have 4 more seconds of this.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
This video, he's got a guitar in his. I mean, he's got a cigar in his mouth. I mean, he's singing with a cigar in his mouth.
Wow.
It was another time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was another
time.
It's
been a bad year for music already.
Yeah. Already. Yeah, we are very early in and already lost.
Entertainment, even.
Yep.
I mean, in general.
Yep. Some people who were pretty good songwriters and in addition to being performers.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool, or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 when you get your screen repaired and battery replaced. Plus, we'll fix it quickly. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See BatteriesPlus.com for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hope you haven't spent a whole lot of money on the benefits of mindfulness training, but apparently a new study says, yeah, not so much. Yeah. yeah, you've been doing that mantra. Uh-uh. Yeah. And that downward dog facing backwards or whatever it's called, that doesn't work either. So, just saying. Here, then feel better about this. Researchers say that a high-fat diet leads to daytime drowsiness. Beer and pizza? I mean, I hope we didn't have to spend a lot for that one.
Yeah.
I think we knew that. That's kind of the way things do happen.
Well, and then I read an article that said it's not the fatty foods and fast foods that are making people morbidly obese.
What is it?
Just portion control. That the morbidly obese didn't really consume that much more fat or sugar than those who were, I believe they said average levels of obesity.
Okay.
Yeah, average weight. And then underweight people actually ate more fat and sugar than overweight people. You see those skinny people around, they drink a soda and eat a bag of candy.
Sure.
And you say, they got a high metabolism.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, portion control.
Right. Is it really the foods that you're eating or the fact that the foods are making you fat that you're tired?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
April Fool's Day.
Both.
Yeah. An April Fool's Day prank that stuck around for almost 4 weeks may be going legit. Burrito. O-H. A dating site that pairs singles based solely on their taste for the portable Mexican delight has proven to be so unexpectedly successful that its maker is thinking of keeping it. the date, nearly 2,000 people have signed up for Burrito. And the true fans are really into it.
See, well, that's great.
Many signed up just for laughs and forgot about it, your typical April Fool's fashion. That would happen. The company behind it said that, in fact, there's an unusual surge in people wanting to use it. That's awesome.
Someone's getting married off that.
For reference, competitor OK.